It's the most.
Photo House was transformed into a winter wonderland with Disney characters, clowns, Christmas trees, and of course, the all-important man in red, Santa Claus. John Looney, chairperson of the charity, says the event means so much to so many families who might otherwise not be able to bring their children to see Santa.
There was a road traffic accident there last year where there was a young fella knocked down. I mean, he spent nearly 6 months inside in the hospital in Dublin. And next all of a sudden he comes down here today and surprisingly Santa Claus presented him with a trip of a lifetime to your Disney from himself and his family. If you have a deaf child, it's very hard to bring a deaf child to see Santa Claus because of the communications, the sign language. Mrs. Claus flies in every year from the North Pole and she brings her own sign language interpreter with her. The same with the deaf children in the afternoon, you know. So even that alone is magical. You know?
Cormac and Emily Byrne from Cork were among the children that visited Santa today, and they got some early Christmas presents.
What is it?
A car.
Oh, what kind of a car is it?
A police car takes all the ball children.
Yes, takes all the ball children.
How does the door open?
Cormac, what's Santa bringing on Christmas morning?
A great tractor and a bale trailer.
And what about Emily?
Indoor trampoline. Indoor trampoline.
This volunteer is one of the entertainers and he told Red FM News why he keeps coming back every year.
It's cliched, but we absolutely adore getting a small laugh or big laugh or even a smile out of some of the kids who might otherwise have awful tragedy or sickness or things like that in their life.
Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, Photo House.